call the Wednesday, December 16th, 2015 Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting to order.
Okay. Sean Fingleton.
Present.
Tom Gideon is not here. Tony Mullen called. Mark Weiss.
Here.
And Alan Lawson.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay. And as previously, we talked to the applicant that's here tonight, and they understand that there's going to be three of us to vote, and there's only three of us here tonight, and they want to proceed. Correct?
Yes. Okay.
All right. Next item on the agenda is our governing statutes. Who would like to read those tonight? Okay.
The Board of Adjustments shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. To hear and decide all matters referred to it, or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission is herein provided. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in a peculiar and exceptional difficulties or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege. To authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Okay. Thank you. Explanation of public hearing procedures and presentation of exhibits.
Okay. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the December 16th, 2015 Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear a single variance request. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for the application this evening, followed by a video and any questions for staff. As you know, if you wish to comment upon the application, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Thank you so much.
Okay. First item on our agenda is Randall A. Gilliland. Is that how I say it?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. This is case number 2015-13V. It's a request. It's a minimum lot size and frontage variance request. And the applicants are Randy and Debbie Gilliland. The property in question, got it highlighted here. It's a little hard to see, but we'll zoom in on it here. The subject property is located at 135 Warehouse Drive. It's in the Branson Township. Section 16, Township 23, Range 21. And, of course, we've got the four views of the property in question. The The applicants are requesting a variance from Section 7, Table 3, lot size and frontage requirements of the Development Guidance Code, and also Article 9, Section 3, Table 1 of the subdivision regulations, and they both state the same thing. They're both concerning the 2-acre minimum lot size for properties served by an on-site wastewater treatment system. And the applicants are also seeking a variance from the minimum, from the 70-foot minimum road frontage requirements. For whatever reason, the applicant did provide me with a really nice copy of this drawing, and I'll pass this around as well. It might be a little easier to see. But when we scanned it in, it didn't scan in color. Okay. But essentially, this would be one lot.
Were the dotted lines located?
Yeah, in the dotted lines, and then you would have your second lot here, essentially. To go through the history on this, on August 18th, 1997, the Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit 9729, and that's the permit that authorized the original development of the Branson Warehouse Center. And that was to be a 12-lot commercial-slash-industrial subdivision on a total of 17 acres. The Division 3 permit basically authorized land uses that include centralized warehousing for suppliers of products and or services, and basically the items listed here. And so most of the items located within this Branson Warehouse Center are primarily warehousing or industrial in nature. The subject property is 1.12 acres, and it's known as Lot 10 of the Branson Warehouse Center. Lot 10 does currently contain two separate warehouse-style buildings. The building furthest to the west is approximately 9,000 square feet in size, or 50 by 180. And contains a total of 6 rental units. The building further to the east is approximately 4,500 square feet in size, or 50 by 90, and contains 3 rental units. The majority of the 6 units within the back building are currently vacant, and the 3 units within the front, nearest to Warehouse Drive, are currently being leased by Scott and Larry Pickens, and are home to the SNL Collision Center. On January 23, 2003, the Taney County Regional Sewer District issued septic permit number 2003-171, authorizing the construction of the on-site wastewater treatment system designed to serve the 9,000-square-foot building. And so you initially had the septic system approved for the for the 9,000-square-foot building with the 6 units. Basically, then in February of that year, the Division 2 permit was issued authorizing the construction of this building. Then on February 11, 2004, the Taney County Regional Sewer District issued a second septic permit, and that authorized the construction of this additional 1,000-gallon tank and also a grease trap, and it allowed connection to the existing lateral field. This is a site plan from that septic permit. So essentially, the 3 units are served by this septic tank. The 6 units in the back are served by this septic tank. They both end up connecting to the same lateral field. And then in February of that year, the Division 2 permit was issued, authorizing the construction of the 4,500-square-foot front building. And that should say 3 rental units and not 6.
Okay.
The applicants, as I said, are now wishing to subdivide this 1.12-acre property into 2 lots. And like I said, it's basically this hatched line is one lot, and then the remainder would be essentially the second lot. If the variance is approved, the current applicants or current property owners would retain the six-unit building plus this lot, and the current lessees, Scott and Larry Pickens, would purchase the lot in the front, basically. As you know, the applicants are requesting really two variances, one from the minimum lot size, and the second, again, from the 70-foot frontage, minimum road frontage requirement, because basically they would end up with some road frontage on this side and some road frontage on this side, but it would total less than the 70 feet. Please note that the 2-acre minimum lot size applies only to properties served by on-site wastewater treatment systems or septic systems. There is an existing Branson Municipal Sewer Main that is located approximately in the center of Warehouse Drive. This is basically a map here of the existing sewer main, and then these are each of the manhole locations. And we just shot a picture. This is a photo of one of the manhole lids with the property in question behind it. Therefore, in order to further subdivide an existing legally non-conforming or grandfathered lot of less than 2 acres, the applicants would be required to connect to Branson Municipal Sewer. The Development Guidance Code and the subdivision regulations allow for a minimum lot size of 8,000 square feet for properties served by public or central sewer. The applicants and lessees have both indicated that they have contacted the City of Branson in regard to sewer connection. However, the City of Branson requires applicants / property owners wishing to connect to municipal sewer to sign a pre-annexation agreement and also to comply with municipal regulations regarding building and development. The City of Branson has been placing these requirements upon applicants located within the Bee Creek drainage basin based upon their interpretation of the Bee Creek sewer system agreement between Taney County, the Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the City of Branson. The applicants and lessees did not connect to Branson's sewer, from my understanding, due in large part to the requirements that the City of Branson has tied directly to the issuance of the sewer connection permit. As you know, the applicants are now requesting a variance from this two-acre minimum lot size for 4 properties served with an on-site wastewater treatment system. In accordance with the applicant's drawing, the proposed lot closest to Warehouse Drive, so the smaller lot, would be approximately 17,000 square feet in size, with the lot to the rear measuring out at approximately 31,000 square feet in size. Again, both buildings do currently share a single septic lateral field, which is located here. The applicants are further requesting a minimum road frontage variance, allowing for the proposed lot furthest to the west to be subdivided with approximately 56 feet of road frontage on Warehouse Drive versus the required 70 feet. The applicants have indicated that the reason for the proposed subdivision of Lot 10 of Branson Warehouse Center is because the hardship the property has caused the applicants based upon a weak economy and lack of businesses being able to afford such a space. The applicants and lessees have also indicated that nothing will physically change on the property in question.
Might need to check your spell check. I'll make
it. Sorry. the staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves a setback variance request, case number, and it should be 2015-13. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a variance from the 2-acre minimum lot size requirement, allowing Lot 10 of the Branson Warehouse Center to be replatted into 2 new lots. Second, approval of a variance from the 70-foot minimum road frontage requirement, allowing for the westernmost lot to have a total road frontage of 56 feet. Three, prior to the approval and subsequent recording of the replat of Lot 10 of the Branson Warehouse Center, an agreement shall be formed between the two property owners in regard to the on-site wastewater treatment system. Said agreement shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days of variance approval. A copy of said agreement shall also be provided to the Planning and Zoning Office. Fourth, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And fifth, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got a fairly brief video. Don't think it's anything too lengthy. And, of course, this is the building in the front that has three units and is home to the existing collision center. And we just do a fairly quick 360 here right in the front. Maybe a little too quick. And the existing septic system is on that side. And then this is the six-unit building in near the rear of the property. Mm-hmm. And then this is the location, approximate location of the sewer main, basically. And then this is somewhere in this area is the existing lateral field.
Okay. Thank you. We have two people signed up to speak tonight. I'm actually going to start with the applicant, so which is Randy Gilliland. If you'd like to come on up, give us your name, where you're from, and then we'll swear you in.
Randy Gilliland from Branson.
Okay. If you'll raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing about the truth?
I do.
Okay. Tell us about your project, Randy.
Okay. what I would like to do is what we talked about here. Scott currently leases this building here from me, the front three. And after he was in there for a few months, he moved over there because of a fire that he had in his last building. So he actually started out renting, I guess, one unit?
Two and nine.
Two first, and then decided he needed more room, and then ended up renting the other one from me. After he was there a few months, he said that he was looking for a building to purchase. He'd like to own a building and wanted to know that if I would be interested in selling that to him. And so, of course, at that time, I said I would possibly be interested, but I'd have to check and see what we had to do. So that's when I came and talked to the township about what we would have to do if everything would work out. And then that's when we came to the conclusion that we didn't have quite enough frontage here. And so at that point, I thought, well, what if we kept the frontage on this side, and then I took 20 foot over there, and then I guess we came up a little bit short, so that's kind of what I'm asking for. That was the variance on that.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
No. I guess the main reason why I'm selling it is, of course, I bought this 8 years ago, moved here from Michigan. The economy was going very strong. All of these I was getting $700 a month for. This one here I had a caterer in. I was getting $1,000 a month for that. Jerry Jeske said that I could build possibly on here again, which I planned on doing in the next few months. Then at that point, the economy just kept going down and down. So I guess after Scott talked about purchasing possibly the front building, I thought this might be a good good thing to do. And now I have three data rentals in the back, so.
Okay. All right. We'll hear from our next person, and then we may ask questions for you. So the next person signed up to speak is Scott Pickens. Scott, if you'd like to come on up, state your name, where you're from, and we'll start you in.
Scott Pickens out of Branson.
Okay, raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, well, what do you got for us?
Well, I just basically would like to purchase the building so I could, you know, do my own thing inside. I mean, I need some extra rooms. It's got a couple extra offices in there I'd like to take out just for extra square footage to work on cars. You know, that's just really it. I'd rather own as opposed to rent, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, I'd like to be able to, you know, park the trailers on the side of the, over there in the grass and whatnot. And I, if it's mine, I could do that, you know. And
okay.
I don't really know any other good reasons. But,
okay. Anything else to add? All right. We may have questions for you as well. Okay. So
he did pretty good on.
Yeah, he explained it pretty well.
Yeah.
Questions from the commission, Board of Adjustment. I have a couple. If you want to come back up for a second, Mr. Gillian, they're probably for you. One for you first, Bob. The road frontage request, I'm just curious, is there a reason why that lot has to be drawn in a square or a rectangle? I mean,
there's really not.
If you got 56 and you're only 14, is there a reason why they can't grab that? Because they're, I know it's more or less, it doesn't make any difference, but as far as where they're going to ingress and egress. But
and we had actually talked about that, even the idea of a jog an angled area. Really, you're correct. I mean,
so that is there a reason why? I'm not saying that will make a difference in the decision. I'm just trying to clarify. Is there a reason why you wouldn't, either of you, not want to do that as far as the road frontage issue?
Where would you think that I would do
might
that?
Be easiest with your
on the left side or the right?
I would think you would do it on the south side, the left side. But
over here,
either side really.
Come across something like this.
Well, I don't even know if you have to come at an angle, do you?
Not necessarily.
I mean, road frontage has to be road frontage, right?
Yeah, as long as we can show they both have 70 feet of road frontage.
What is the total length there? 200 feet?
And total, yeah, 200. So.
So it's easily attainable.
Yeah.
I just wondered why you all didn't look at that.
Well, we did, but I was so much in front of the building he ends up selling. I mean, what's the next landowner going to do in the front?
Well, how deep do they have to go in to have road frontage? 1 foot?
Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing. That, I mean, honestly.
It's a technicality.
It is, kind of, because there's really not.
Yeah.
There's really not anything that's.
I'm not sure that would make a difference. I was just asking,
yeah.
You know, as far as that one of the two, because that, to me, is the smaller. Honestly, that's not that's the smaller of the two concerns I've got. The sewers, anyway. I just
what it comes down to, I wouldn't care.
Okay.
We did talk about that maybe over on this site or something, doing something like that.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be deep. It just has to be frontage.
Correct.
20 foot over here is in case I ever wanted to come in and go back out this way. I do have 60 feet, so there's plenty of room in here for a large truck to turn around in here. And then the other. Thing was, if I ever wanted to hook up to sewer, then I'd have the easement here also. There is a sewer connection right here that would be good for Scott to hook up to.
Yeah, and that's the next thing we're going to talk about is the actual sewer, and I got some questions about that. But the 20-foot in his plans, could he even do anything with the 20-foot? I mean, does he have room if he decided to put a hard surface in there to do that?
As far as just like a turnaround, uh-huh. Or
with our current, I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah, there's. I can't think of anything that would prevent
it.
Honestly,
all right, just asking. Okay, just because I just didn't want to cause another issue.
Yeah.
That you might think about
exactly.
doing.
Exactly.
If we could. Okay.
Yeah,
so my bigger question for you is actually about the sewer agreement with Branson, because you do have an opportunity with your setup, which a lot of people wouldn't have, sitting right at your front door. I mean, they're both over 8,000 square feet. You do have an opportunity to hook up to centralized sewer more or less at your front door.
Right.
So, one of the things we have to look at is it a true hardship? That's really where I'm thinking this one may fall, if it does fall anywhere. But you've got an opportunity right in front of you to do that. So I know you read about that you didn't want to do that. But
the main reason I didn't want to mess with it is I talked to Kendall Powell about this, and he said that I'm going to have to sign a pre-annexation agreement with the city, and then I'm going to have to pay X amount of dollars to hook on the sewer. I'm going to be out a ton of money just to do that. And the whole reason I'm out in the county is to be in the county. I don't want to be in the city.
Right. Now, pre-annex, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to annex you, correct? Because
right.
you're going to be in a little island.
Correct.
Right.
I want to be a Dale Haney deal.
Yeah.
Basically is what I don't want to be.
But you're not annexing. It's just a pre-annexation agreement. If they would get to you, you're agreeing to annex, right? That's one thing that does concern me. You have the opportunity, even if you don't like it. You know, you do have the opportunity. The other thing that does concern me is, you already kind of mentioned it, what if he sells or what if he sells? I know you're suggesting, I don't like sharing a septic tank. That's or a septic field with two tanks, because if something is to be damaged, you all may get along just fine.
Sure, for the next person. Yeah, and we did talk about that, and Scott said he'd be, if he had to, could hook up to the sewer, and then I'd just keep mine. Basically, the leach bed is on my would be on my 20-foot here anyway, so that's another reason why we kind of come up with that.
Well, and the lot to start with is already under our new. It's only 1.2 acres.
Yes.
So we really you mentioned that in there that it would no longer be grandfathered. You know, so really we're looking at both of them as being too small, not just the one anymore. With the request. See what I'm saying? So really, if we would decide, I mean, really, if it would not go your way, you have another option. The option is to hook up to centralized sewer, but it would be for both of you to do that.
Okay.
Correct?
Just
correct.
I would be grandfathered in, I mean, since we're split up then, is that?
No,
because we would have to really
we have to go with our new
two new lots, basically.
Yeah. You're creating two lots that now don't meet the 2-acre rule, obviously.
So is there a new law where, I'm sorry, I'm kind of
okay.
on this, but as far as hooking onto the sewer, do we still have to, I mean, obviously I have to go through the city of Branson to do that. Is that something you still got to sign the pre-annexation agreement on?
That would be up to the city of Branson, but I would guess so. Yeah, whatever they require. That's really outside of us. Quite frankly, you could do all of this, I think, without us being involved at all. You could change the road frontage to 70. You could hook up to the city of Branson. You could hook up to the city of Branson, and you could sell both and do that, and we wouldn't even have to be involved at all.
Mm-hmm.
That it's hard to make a decision, in my opinion, to make an adjustment to that when you have those options available and readily available. Because it's not the first time we've heard, I don't want to because I don't like, we get that. But so, I mean, that's... Any thoughts or comments differently? Am I missing something? I may be. I just
only the financial aspect.
Yeah.
This might be a Bob question, and then one for you guys. Bob, is there a real disagreement now with the city of Branson and how they're interpreting that sewer agreement in the Bee Creek area? And what's the status of that?
There is currently. I can tell you what I know at this point. I know there are meetings that are ongoing between higher levels of the of both the county government and the city government to try to see if they can find a middle ground as far as I think the city of Branson, exactly what you said, in the county, disagree as to what this original Bee Creek agreement allows. I think the city believes that allows for maybe a greater level of controls than the county believes that it does, or regulatory powers on their behalf.
By the way, now, all that being said, they're not really changing the use of the property at all, as far as, I mean, that's, you know, it's not like you're building a new building and adding on. So that is beneficial
right.
to the county and everyone else. So there really isn't any significant change. So,
I tell you what, I understand the questions that you've got. And one thing's just a workaround, and you can draw those lines to, you know, make it work and not affect your, you know, readily. And we don't like to give out, you know, variances, you know, when it's, you know, not necessary. And there truly must be a hardship that you can demonstrate. I was the agent that sold this to the owner before you. And, you know, I could certainly attest that, you know, for a while there, we were getting calls left and right, and I didn't have anything for him. I just say, called Jerry Jeske, and, you know, that building, you know, filled up. So the information that, you know, he gave you concerning that was pretty much how, you know, I remember it, that he filled it up pretty quickly in the market change. And that does create a financial, you know, hardship that, man, you've got that sewer right in front, in the middle of that road. And in the long run, not having to take care of a septic tank over 20 years, I know when it went down, you know, the road in front of my house, I readily hooked up and, you know, annexed because I wanted the, you know, city services for my home. But again, I'm thinking like, you know, Sean, you guys ought to be able to work this one out.
Just by hooking up to the sewer, both of us.
Just by hooking up to the sewer.
And redrawing your line.
Your current building is grandfathered. You know, so if you, most people that, you know, I worked with in the past, they kind of wanted to build the county, and then they didn't mind signing these agreements because they already built the building.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to do some construction, here's the advice. Get it done before you do this. And then sign the agreement, hook up to the sewer. It saves the environment, and that's what we all want to see.
And I'm perfectly good with hooking up to the sewer, but I was just really scared with the prices that I was told, and I was told that I'm going to have to sign this agreement, and then I'm going to have to sprinkle the building. The main's not big enough in the road. I mean, this is what I'm hearing, and it freaks me out.
How can they make them sprinkle the building? It's already built.
Over a certain size, you know, there are sprinkle requirements in commercial buildings. On a metal building that's, you know, pre-existing, I'm going to plead somewhat ignorant, but as I remember it, if it was built, you know, it was grandfathered. But and if you spent more than a certain percentage, then you had to meet the new codes. That's what I'm saying. If you have work to do, sometimes it's good to do that work before the annexation. And I think, and I remember it the way the county remembers it. I don't think there was that original requirement in that Bee Creek agreement that is giving, you know, Branson the feeling they can take it a step, you know, further than that was intended. If you didn't live here for a long time, you may not remember that. But that's how I remember that agreement from years ago.
That's also how I recall it.
So there's a little bit of a grab, you know, going on there. But hey, it's probably in the best interest to be on that, you know, sewer when you look at, you know, 20 years down the road.
Absolutely.
And it's certainly good for the environment. And that's my concern.
Yeah. There is a solution here. A lot of times when people come to us, there's not. There, you actually have a solution that would work for both of you. It may not be the one you desire, but you can solve both of those issues without us intervening at all, I think.
Yeah. And let me ask another question, Bob. If they weren't able to do it, you know, in a few months, you're leasing it. It's not like you've got to do this tomorrow. And I understand your needs and how the market has changed better than most. Is there any reason they couldn't bring this back in, you know, 6 months?
If we didn't act on it.
Another fee.
I mean, I don't think there's anything that would prevent them from, you mean, requesting a variance again?
Yeah, after,
I mean, I'm not aware of anything.
If they really weren't able to, you know, deal with these.
Should we ask them if they want us to put it to a vote? Are you trying not to make a ruling on it? Is that what you're?
I was just curious if we didn't rule on it.
I think that was a good question, you know, because there might be a way to do a little more homework.
Because the fact of the matter is, the use of it's really not going to change much. You're not affecting what the overall now, but there are certain rules we have to follow, and I don't really see where you qualify, you know, since you do have those options right in front of you.
And the 70-foot one's kind of a minor one, but that's such an easy fit.
Yeah.
It's just a line on a paper.
Yeah. Nobody will notice it.
Nobody will be able to build on it. Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Just you could draw it as small as you wanted to, and there's your 70-foot. That's minor.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got that city sewer. That's a real asset. It costs thousands and thousands of bucks to have that put there. And not to tap into it. No, that's a shame.
Well, we wouldn't be doing what we're supposed to be doing if we allowed that to go on either way.
Yeah. But if they make them sprinkle the business,
that's different. That now it's a hardship.
After doing all these other changes,
now it's a hardship.
I would probably say that is a hardship.
I would agree.
Because I understand how the county.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I was just scared to hook onto the sewer. And you're right, it's a great thing to do, but in a financial state for me, they're saying it's going to cost thousands of whatever dollars to hook on. Plus, I've got to sign this granization agreement. I've got to go by city code on absolutely everything. Sprinkler the building. I mean, this is all cold to me, and I kind of freaked out a little bit. So that's why we're here. I understand hooking on to it. There is a good thing.
And there's some extra fees, maybe 150% or something.
Yeah.
200. I forget what it is when you're in the county. Until you can annex, and then it all comes down to this, the same fee. But
I'm not trying to avoid that.
Sprinkling the building is a substantial financial situation or hardship, and in a metal building like that, it's like.
I think I would just, if that was the case, I'd just bring that back to this group in writing, and then you've got that.
I have got a question on the sewer. The sewer
makes sense.
Connection would be over here now. If I got that correct, when I talked to the city, we both can't tap into that same area. So what they wanted me to do was actually I would have to go into the center of the street and hook up.
It's only a few feet.
Yeah, may have to.
But I'm wondering if, I don't know if this is the right way to go about it, but how about if I hook all of this up now in that one tab and then we try and split this later? I mean, is that something like...
I don't think they have their own wastewater system then.
I don't think...
Yeah.
Well, I could only speak for myself. I wouldn't have a big issue.
I won't be here, so.
I may not be here.
But I would need to bring it back before the board then if I did something like that.
You may not have to.
You may be done. I mean, you may not have to see us at all, which we're not very pleasant, so most people don't want to see us. So, you know, but, I mean, your problem may be solved and you can accomplish what you're trying to get accomplished. If you hook up to the sewer and lots are changed, and
it seems to me that sometimes there's workarounds. You know, with you going in without doing two, and you know that one plus the little 1 foot bump out to get to 70 foot, and you'd probably mow it anyway for them because you don't want the grass too tall in front of your building. It'd just be really great to get on. You know, city sewer. That was put there at great expense to the county. And most people have to go a lot further to get it, and they're happy to get it.
I would want to know with your scenario if you could do that first, though. Before
it might add some value to your building.
Yeah.
To be on that as well would be another real estate habit.
Unless, since we've called this, I'm not even sure if we have to decide on it at all. We've heard it, but I would almost, if it makes any difference to you, can they rehear it if they decide to, even if we act on it, or will be better?
Or table it for a long time, just to.
We do want to put a time frame on it, though, if we table something. We've learned that. So.
Yeah, I know per Robert's rules, they've really indicated that if something's continued, if it's going to be continued to a later date, that it should be continued to a specific date.
Right.
I don't think there would be anything that would prevent the board from... I don't know of anything that would prevent the board from rehearing a variance request if the circumstances change.
Okay, so we could go ahead and act on this tonight, and then if they decided they needed to come back because of all the issues we talked about, you would have to refile. It would cost, whatever it cost for the...
125, right?
Yeah. So, and that would be about it on our end, and we could rehear it.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So no guarantees then either, but, you know, it's just, there's really not enough information, in my opinion, to act
positively. Yeah, I think a little more work needs to be done on your end, and I'm hopeful that you guys can
take
get
care
together
of it.
And
yeah.
figure this one out.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some solutions there.
So basically, if I'm hearing that correct, if we both wanted to hook up to the sewer, then the only thing that we need to do is just make sure we have the right frontage here, and then we're good to go.
That should cover. That'll cover minimum lot size, lot frontage, everything, right?
Exactly. As long as we know that, from the county's perspective, as long as we know that a connection's been made to sewer for each, and that each have at least 70 feet of road frontage. Really, there wouldn't be any other issues.
Right. You would have to come back to us.
Yeah.
It's problem solved.
It's only if you had an issue and found out, oh, it's going to cost $50,000 or $80,000 or $100,000 to sprinkle this building. Mm-hmm. Then come back and see us. And I think that might be a good way to go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, well, then let's act on tonight.
Okay.
So I would entertain a motion.
And we determine that we have to, at the time certain, we don't know what that is, we probably ought to just deny it for now.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I'd make a motion to deny the 2015-0013B.
Do you have a second?
Is there a reason you're denying it? For lack of hardship? Or... lack of evidence of hardship.
Lack of evidence of hardship.
I would second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, I'll call for a vote. Mr. Lawson?
Yes.
Mr. Weiss?
Yes.
Mr. Pingleton also votes yes, so we have denied the request, but you understand where we're going from there. Okay.
We want you to work this out.
Yep, yep, definitely do.
I think this is easy.
Yeah, you can get that done. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next item on our agenda are the minutes from November 18, 2015. Those were provided to you in your packet earlier. So if there are no questions or changes about that, I would entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, minutes passed. Old and new business.
Oh, really don't have anything at this point. We don't have anything on the agenda for next month at this point, but the deadline is next Tuesday, so it's possible we may have something.
Okay. All right. Well, no old and new business. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, we are adjourned.
Let's move.